Now, Mark Brenne on CFAX 1070.
4:38 and change on your drive home. Did you know? I didn't know this. Today was Take Your Kid to Work Day. Did you take your kid to work? Did you make him or her do all the work? Well, tens of thousands of kids went to work with their mammies and pappies today, many of them in grade 9. And you know what grade 9 is? Grade 9 are basically people who are Gen Zs. You know, you got your Gen X. They're born in the mid-1960s. That's me. I got my hand up. Then you got your Gen Ys or millennials. They were born in the early 1980s. And then you got your Gen Zs, born in the mid to late 1990s. And what apparently differentiates these new people is that they are tremendously loyal and very loyal in the workplace. They don't want to change jobs. They love it where they have it. And apparently this is different from other generations. Not sure I agree with that. I'm very loyal. Let's find out more. Giselle Covari is president of the NGen People Performance Incorporated, also an expert on generational workplace and employment issues. Hi, Giselle.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for taking the time. What makes Gen Zs, people born in the mid to late 1990s, more loyal than perhaps others?
Well, I think, as you said in the intro, this is different, but it's different from those that they're following, which are the millennials, because we didn't often hear a lot of messaging from or about the millennials that they were going to stay in their jobs. And as a Gen Xer, even our generation, we got a bad rap often for hopping jobs, and that's because we didn't have any full-time work. A lot of it was contract work, and it was, you know, really tough economic times. So we were surprised in our study. We had Environics deploy a national survey for us in the summer, and I co-wrote a white paper with Dr. Robert Pearson, and we were looking at the data, and we were surprised to see that this is a generation that's absolutely saying that they want to stay with an employer for a long time. 85% of them said that, and 89% of them said they're looking for a secure job as one of their top priorities, and as well a place where they can learn and grow new skills, which is what every generation wants. But it's that loyalty piece. We haven't really seen that loyalty since probably the traditionalists or the baby boomers.
Okay, having said that, if they 85% of those surveyed said they'd rather stay in the position in which they have, stay with the same company, what would that number be as far as Gen Ys or millennials?
Well, we don't have that exact comparative data, so I can't say specifically, but certainly from all of the work that we've done, and I've been researching generational differences for 15 years and been leading this organization since 2003, so we have seen that in all of the global data that millennials were much more likely, Gen Ys, the same thing, were much more likely to hop jobs and to move around if they didn't feel engaged. And I think with the Gen Zs, they're not saying they want to stay in the same job. They're saying they want to stay with the same employer.
Right.
And that's actually great news for organizations, because most of my clients that are large organizations or government or even medium-sized organizations are saying, after all the time and energy we spend to recruit and retain folks, we want to show them a career path here. And their parents might have said, you know what, I finally got into an employer. I've been there 10 or 15 years, but I've had 6 or 7 different careers over that time.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I misspoke when I said that. And that's a very, very salient point, a very, very important point, that what you're saying is 85% of people within this age category, they say they don't necessarily want to stay in the same job, but they want to rise within the company because they like where they work.
Exactly. When we asked them, do you think you need to have, you know, work for several different companies to be successful, they said no. And they're also bringing some really traditional values back around respect for authority and this notion of being really happy that they have a job. So over 2/3 of them said that they would feel lucky to have a job versus believing the company would be lucky to hire them.
Gotcha.
And again, I think that's a shift.
Okay, let me touch on what you just said there. You believe that's a shift, and this is something that you're an expert in. You're an expert in generational workplace and the divide between the generations. Millennials or Gen Yers have a rap of being just what you just said. Oh, you'd be lucky to get me. Whatever. You know, I'm too cool for school. Is that fair, or is that something we've placed on them?
Well, we do a lot of work with millennials and with leaders who lead millennials. And I think that any of the negative attributes that have been put on any generation really aren't fair. Each generation has some strengths, and each generation has some you know, areas for improvement or weaknesses. And so what I see as a departure is because millennials often went into interviews and said, look, I want to know what you're going to do for me right now. I want to understand how this is going to be a good fit for me. And they challenged managers and they challenged recruiters to sell them on the idea. And so that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it was a big surprise for a lot of managers. And I think that we're going to see the Gen Zs come in, and it's not that they're not going to be looking for a good fit or for engagement, and it's not that they're just going to stay with an employer if they don't like it, but I think they're less likely to come in and radically rock the boat. They're going to say, okay, great, I'm lucky to have this job. Now let me see if I can make something of it.
See, that's the attitude I think most people should have, is that I am fortunate to be, I've said this on the radio on this very program many times, I'm very fortunate to have this job. I wake up mm-hmm. every morning and I absolutely love it. Love, 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 love it. And I think, I know some younger people, and I don't want to paint with the same brush, I get the impression, some of them, and they're much younger than I, they just feel, you know, whatever. If I don't like it, I'll go someplace else. They're lucky to have me. And it actually has been my experience with some younger people, not all, that, mm-hmm. you know, they don't feel that same way. I'm trying mm-hmm. to reckon if that's just me being getting old and grumpy or if I'm onto something, and I don't know.
I've certainly heard that from others. So, I mean, I don't think your experience is unique. A lot of people have said that. But again, we need to understand sometimes, and often in our work, we say understanding why do we perceive that negatively, first and foremost, and why do millennials think that? That's not necessarily a bad thing for millennials to think. They say, hey, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. I'm here to do some great work. I want to be challenged. I want to contribute right away. And if I'm not doing that, I'm going to move on. And so that's not necessarily a bad thing, but I can promise you that a lot of the employers I'm talking to are saying, wow, we're actually really enthused and quite excited to see what's going to come out from the Gen Zs.
Interesting. And that's a good way of putting it. You're right. There's a very positive angle to that. Giselle Cavari is president of NGen People Performance Incorporated, and she's an expert on generational workplace and employment issues.
Now, Mark Brenne on CFAX 1070.
4:50, 10 minutes before 5 o'clock on your drive home. You got your Gen Xers, born in the 1960s. You got your Gen Ys, or millennials, who were born in the early 1980s. And you got your Gen Zers, born in the mid to late 1990s. And when it comes to work, these people are very loyal. Results of a recent study suggest 85% of Gen Zers want to stay with their current employer. They want to move up. They want to remain loyal. And also, if you are hiring somebody born in the mid to late 1980s. Remember this, to attract these people, you have to understand Gen Zers need stability. Interesting. I know why they do. It's because the previous generation didn't have any. That's my guess. Let's find out if I'm anywhere near. Giselle Cavari is president of NGen People Performance Incorporated. She's also an expert on generational workplace and employment issues. Am I on the right path there when I say that Gen Zers need stability, probably because mommy and daddy didn't get it as much as they do at work?
Absolutely. What we found in our study is that 59% of those that completed the survey said their parents are Gen Xers. So when we think about the millennials, by and large, they were being raised by baby boomers. And so there's differences in parenting style. And as Gen Xers, and again, I mentioned I'm a Gen Xer, we came out of school and there was tough times. It was hard to get a job. It was hard to find work. It was, economically really challenging. We've gone through several recessions. And I think that's making a big impact on the way in which Gen Xers are raising this Gen Z cohort. And they're saying, you know what, you have to be more realistic and practical. Maybe they're not going to be as well-funded as the baby boomers were. I mean, I'm making inferences here. We didn't ask those questions in the survey. But you can start to see that this is a generation that really is a little more realistic about what they're going to have to do to contribute. Having said that, they're still very, very optimistic. And they believe that their generation has better opportunities than previous generations. And they, in fact, think they're going to do better than their parents, despite the fact that there's lots of other studies that suggest that won't happen.
Right. Giselle, does technology play a part in this? Because I'm thinking Gen Zers grow up not knowing a time when there was no internet. If they were born, let's say, in 1997, by the time they were four or five, at least there were computers, pretty close to being internet at that time, right? So does that make a difference? You and I, as Gen Xers, I mean, we're black and white TVs, we're three channels on the television, we're transistor radios, we're typewriters standard typewriters. These people are growing up in a time where it's normal to have a telephone in your pocket.
Absolutely. I write about that in the white paper, about the fact that they've always been observing the world and participating in the world through a screen. And you think about the fact that probably as soon as they were born, they had some kind of digital footprint. I mean, you look on Facebook, people post pictures of their kids within minutes or hours of them being born. And absolutely, that technology has just been a given. One of the Gen Zs I worked with said, I feel like technology is not something I use as a tool, but it's part of who I am. It's like another limb. I think as if I'm one with the technology. And that's the really big difference, because I don't think, certainly as an Xer, I don't think that way. It was a big deal to get online. I didn't go on to the internet until I was in grad school, which is shocking, because I couldn't live a moment of my existence now without not having access.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. I was working for a national news agency. We still didn't have email, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And email
mm-hmm.
came in, and we all freaked out and went, this is pretty cool. And then we got cell phones. We said, this is pretty cool. And then we got cell phones that weren't the size of a brick, and we said, this is really
exactly.
cool. Yeah. So how much does that play? I mean, is that a bad thing, or is it a good thing? I mean, the fact that these people, it's an appendage. Technology is a limb.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it is what it is. I do speak about the fact that there are some negative consequences to, you know, having such a dependence on technology. And other people have written about that, and other people are experts on that as it relates to stress, anxiety, depression, online bullying. I mean, there's some negative consequences for sure. But the Gen Zs are also saying, because I've had access to this technology, when I come into a work environment, I'm able to leverage it really quickly. I can apply new things in a way that may be different than older generations. I could problem solve. I can be innovative and creative. So I think, again, we just want to be able to tap into the strengths that the Gen Zs are going to bring into our workplace. They're 21 years and younger, like between 5 and 21. So the 21-year-olds are coming right out of school, or they're already working. There's lots of people that are already working today, either part-time or full-time, that are Gen Zs.
Did you have anything in your survey regarding doing work for free, being part of society and having a responsibility to volunteer and to give to charity, that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
How did Gen Zers do in that category?
We did ask questions around that sort of idea about contributing. And so 78% of them said that working at a job that allows them to make an important contribution, either to their community or the country or the world, is, you know, very important or somewhat important to them. So I think we're seeing a build upon what millennials were doing. You know, they said, we want to make sure that companies are good corporate citizens. And that's the same thing for this generation. 62% of them said that it's important to work for an organization that's a leader in their field and that is seen by others in a positive light. So I think that those two pieces go hand in hand. They're going to look for industries, and they're going to look for employers that align with their values, with people that they think that are leaders in their industry and are doing good in the world.
So is it fair to say that Gen Ys or millennials are leaving their successors, are they're in better hands with the successors taking over than we were? As Gen Xers, we gave way to the Gen Ys or the millennials, and things went amok. That's when the world went crazy. That's when we had the shoulder things in dresses and in shoulder pads and clothing. So that right then and there, that just showed it, what a mess things were.
And my hair tees with lots of hairspray in it.
Yeah, the hairspray and all that kind of stuff. Actually, I'm just joking with that. I want to have Ron's question through the email be maybe the last one. Ron writes, okay, fine, then which Gen is the entitled Gen? Is there an entitled Gen?
Well, I guess, you know what, there's two different ways I can answer that question. I can tell you what people tell me, and then I can tell you my perception.
Okay.
What people tell me, unfortunately, there's a lot of negative a lot of negative attributes that people accuse millennials of. And we say that's not a, you know, that's not fair. But a lot of people will accuse millennials of being entitled. But guess what? As a Gen Xer, when we were entering the workforce, baby boomers looked at us and thought, you think you're so entitled because you want this, this, and this. And I can guarantee you that the traditionalists looked at the baby boomers who had been, you know, smoking pot and burning their bras and saying, oh my goodness, who do you think you are? You're a bunch of entitled brats. So I think there's this natural tendency to look at the younger generation and say, you don't want to work hard, you don't want to pay your dues. The flip side is, you know, does every generation have an element of that? For sure. But in the last 7 to 8 years, for sure, the millennials have been accused of that more so than any other generation I've seen. And you know, sometimes people have great rationale for that. You know, they say I've experienced this, and they give me great examples. And my work is to say, well, let me deconstruct that around why, in fact, that may have happened, why that might have seemed like a reasonable response from a millennial, and why, in fact, it isn't entitlement, but we perceive it that way from our perspective.
It's, you know what, it comes down to this. When you get older, I can't speak for you, but I could speak for me. You become grumpier. It's as simple as that.
I hope I don't become grumpier. My husband's going to be really upset.
I kid, but I kind of kid. Giselle, thank you. We're up against the clock. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me, Mark. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well. There she goes, back into the night of beautiful downtown Toronto. Giselle Covari, president of NGen People Performance Incorporated. She's an expert on generational workplace and employment issues. It's 4:59. The news is just around the corner.